Plunger didn't need assistance. She was the librarian.
Now, where should I start for you?
Just continue with what you were talking about.
Well, we were talking about the grade raising that was pumped in here, and it started on Avenue by the seawall, which is about 4th Street, and it goes down to Q, about Q. Then they went up to 35th Street with the grade raising, filled in south of Broadway. North side it did not fill in. And when we have storms, why, the water comes up to just about high, something like that. But never in this area. Anyway, this out here has been raised. Now, we're out here on 45th Street. So, anyway, from Holiday Inn, around with the seawall, all this has been raised up to approximately 59th Street. It's been raised by filling in with sand from the Gulf, out of the Gulf. Now, let's see. I don't talk that fast. I mean.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just forget about it.
Well, anyway. Then the boys now, we had very few Mexicans in those days and no Negs at school. Then we.
Segregated in those days.
Of course, that's later. He knows that. But anyway, the expressions were general. I mean, naked. I mean, kids going swimming and where you're at, and you all. And then getting back now to the breaking up our games. They had an ice cream factory close by on 12th and Post Office. And in strawberry time, we used to go and get a job by picking the stems out of strawberries, and we'd get 2 scoops of ice cream, which is a treat. Then with the skim milk, when the 5 o'clock whistle blew also, the kids had to go home, get their bucket, and go get the skim milk from the ice cream factory, which is, I've forgotten the price of it, because fortunately I never did have to run that bucket. But that was a ritual. And any time we had a game, the kids had a duty to perform. They couldn't say, well, I'll let so-and-so get it, or brother, or sister. They were designated that. To get the beer or get the milk. And then, so that would, at 5 o'clock practically everybody and with that class of people had their supper. The pop would come home and very little overtime in those days unless the boat just had a few more bales to put on or the grain. Then they would play on the street at night, some of them on an arc light run by electricity with carbide sticks that they put in the street lights. Of course, there's always some damage, you know, somebody that would, they had a nigger shooter. You know what a nigger shooter is? Slingshot. And they were made out of oleander wires. A fork, yeah. Called nigger shooters.
That's what you did with them?
Well, some are good, some used to kill birds with them, some of them, sparrows, chippies as they call them. You know the word chippy? Well, that was the expression for sparrows, an English sparrow.